Edge of the Multis, Evidence for a Transition in the Outer Architectures of Compact Multi-Planet Systems, by Sarah C. Milholland et al. Although the architectures of compact multiple planet systems are well characterized, there has been little examination of their outer edges or the locations of their outermost planets. Here we present evidence that the observed high multiplicity Kepler systems truncate at smaller orbital periods than can be explained by geometric and detection biases alone. To show this, we considered the existence of hypothetical planets orbiting beyond the observed transients, planets with properties dictated by the P's in a pod patterns of intrasystem radius and period ratio uniformity. We evaluated the detectability of these hypothetical planets using, 1, a novel approach for estimating the mutual inclination dispersion of multi-transient systems based on transit chord length ratios and, 2, a model of transit probability and detection efficiency that accounts for the impacts of planet multiplicity on completeness. Under the assumption that the P's in a pod patterns continue to larger orbital separations than observed, we find that is greater than or equal to 35% of Kepler compact multi should possess additional detected planets beyond the known planets, constituting an approximately 7 sigma discrepancy with the lack of such detections. These results indicate that the outer, approximately 100 to 300 days, regions of compact multis experience a truncation, i.e. an edge of the multis, or a significant breakdown of the P's in a pod patterns, in the form of systematically smaller radii or larger period ratios. We outline future observations that can distinguish these possibilities, and we discuss implications for planet formation theories. This was Edge of the Multis, Evidence for a Transition in the Outer Architectures of Compact Multi-Planet Systems, by Sarah C. Milholland et al.